This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Four people suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds early Sunday morning during an unauthorized block party at Booker T. Washington Parish Housing Authority residential property. Parish PD and Reno officers, as well as Lamar County deputies, responded to the scene and learned that the gunshots resulted from a fight between two men near the 600 building. 80 empty shell casings of various caliber weapons were recovered from the scene. At last report, no arrests have been made, and the investigation is continuing. A Parish officer was dispatched to a disturbance in the 1300 block of Bonham and heard yelling inside the apartment. Contact was made and the parties were separated. 43-year-old Irvin Dwayne Barry said a verbal altercation started because he believed that the woman had stolen his money. She stated that Barry was highly intoxicated and had started a physical altercation when he found that she had spent $4 of his cash the previous day. The victim stated that she was punched, dragged, and choked. Barry was charged with third-degree felony assault by impeding breath or circulation of a family member. A Parish officer responded to the 2400 block of North Main Street to assist an off-duty Texas Ranger who had been flagged down by a store employee and alerted to a fleeing shoplifter. The Ranger identified himself, and 38-year-old Daniel Alexander Kincaid dropped $509 worth of stolen ammunition and an ammo box in the parking lot and began running away. Kincaid was captured by the Ranger after a foot chase, and he was charged with misdemeanor theft and felony evading arrest or detention. According to a Facebook post by the Mount Vernon ISD, a school bus was involved in a traffic crash Monday evening. The occupants of the bus were checked by EMS at the scene and are uninjured. All children were transferred to another bus to be taken to their families at the elementary school. Highway 67 just west of Mount Vernon was closed as the scene was cleared. Kendra Nicole Holloman was arrested in Hopkins County for unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon and theft of a firearm. At last report, she remains in the county jail. 43-year-old Harold S. Summers of Mount Vernon was arrested in Titus County for assault, family violence, three counts of obstruction or retaliation, and DWI. No other information was available. 55-year-old Gary R. Craddock of Tyler was arrested in Titus County for possession of a controlled substance, forgery, and two Class C warrants. At last report, he remained in the Titus County Jail. Braylon Diamante Hicks has been convicted in Van Sant County of the murder of Alyssa Beth Flores. Hicks had been arrested after a police chase from Edgewood to Forney. The pursuit was connected to Flores' death and the kidnapping of a five-month-old baby who was not injured. Hicks was sentenced to life in prison on Monday. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.